I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A woman and her two-year-old daughter are dead, a man in critical condition after what police are treating as a domestic murder attempted suicide in Queens, and the attack was reportedly FaceTimed. Police say this happened at the family's Ridgewood home yesterday. 54-year-old man first stabbed the 41-year-old mother and the little girl in the neck and then knifed himself in the chest. Mother and child were pronounced dead at the hospital. Now, broadcast reports say the suspect was FaceTiming with his nephew while he was attacking the mother and child, and relatives called police. Authorities have not yet confirmed that. Neighbors tell Channel 7 they're shocked.
This isn't normal. You just don't see gurneys and people filled with blood coming out of a building. That's not normal, not in this neighborhood. The child was first, what we think is the father second, and then lastly, the mother.
Police have not confirmed the man was the child's father, but they do say the incident was domestic and they're treating it as a murder attempted suicide. No names have been released and there's no word so far on any charges. A subway slashing turned fatal in Chelsea, but the person who died was reportedly the attacker. This happened just after 7 p.m. in the 14th Street 7th Avenue station. Police say a 24-year-old man and a friend got into a dispute with a third man who pulled a knife, slashed the 24-year-old, and ran. Media reports say the men then chased him down and one stabbed the attacker in the chest with his own knife. Police have not yet confirmed that. Initial attacker was pronounced dead at the hospital. The 24-year-old is stable. Police say there are two people in custody, but no one's been charged. A sad first for city animal care centers. They are suspending intake because they have no more room to shelter animals. ACC says they're extending general intake because all sites are full and they just can't take in any more pets right now. They are still taking animals that require emergency medical care or pose a public safety risk or are being dropped off by government agencies. And of course, they are open for adoption. The agency's calling this a crisis. They say more than 1,000 animals are in their care and much of the problem is housing costs and insecurity. So, how can you help? Well, if you have a pet, keep it if you can. If you can't, try to rehome it. And if you have room for another animal, they say, please consider adopting. Two apparent drownings in pools so far this weekend across the area. A 25-year-old Queens man died after he was found unconscious in a backyard pool during a small party on Long Island last night. Suffolk police said they were called to the home on Bloomington Street just after 9:30. Homeowner found the victim and pulled him out and started CPR. Slagan LaRock of Queens Village was taken to the hospital and police say he was pronounced dead there. Now Friday night, a little boy died after he was found floating in a residential pool in Wayne. The Passaic County Prosecutor's Office says the child left his house without an adult and was found at the pool at around 5:30 p.m. He was taken to the hospital and later pronounced dead. Authorities say they are still investigating both of these deaths. New Jersey's congressional Democrats are condemning the Trump administration plan to use Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst to detain immigrants. The Defense Department announced the proposal last week but did not give a timeline or say how many detainees might be sent there. Congressman Herb Conway talked about his concerns in a social media video.
It seems that the administration wants to use the Joint Base as their Northeast alligator Alcatraz. Let's call it what it is. I don't want to see the equivalent of a gulag in our Garden State. There are so many questions that are concerning for the American people, and I will ask them and demand answers from the administration.
Border Czar Tom Homan has said that every, as he puts it, criminal alien needs a bed before they deport them, and they're looking for 100,000 beds. Governor Murphy's office has also said he opposes the use of that base. Andrew Cuomo doesn't plan to stick around for a Mayor Mamdani. He reportedly told the audience at a Hamptons fundraiser that he'll move to Florida if he doesn't win the mayor's race. The Post says he told business leaders and others at the event, which was hosted by supermarket owner John Katsimatidis, that it's all or nothing, saying, quoting here, "We either win or even I'll move to Florida." Cuomo lost to Mamdani in the Democratic primary and is running as an independent in the November general election. His campaign later said the comment about leaving was a joke. 1010 Winds has reached out to the Cuomo campaign, but so far they have not gotten back to us. New details and arrests in that awful Chinatown crash we first told you about early yesterday. Police took two women into custody shortly after the car they were in jumped the curb to a pedestrian island, slamming into the bench where one victim was sitting. The 63-year-old woman pronounced dead at the scene, so too a 55-year-old man on a bike. He was thrown into a nearby store. The car slammed into the NYPD van, too, and then landed near a bank. Witnesses say the 23-year-old who was driving and her 22-year-old passenger just got out of the wrecked car and started to walk away, and they had to stop him.
Sir, get away from me. I said, you're not going anywhere. You just killed two people. You're not going anywhere.
Police arrested the two about a block away and took them to the hospital with minor injuries. They were being questioned as of late yesterday. Media reports say the car was a stolen rental. No confirmation from police so far on that, and no word on charges. West Nile virus is here. City Health Department says it's been detected in mosquitoes in the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island over the past 2 weeks. So far, no human cases of West Nile in the city. The health department sprayed pesticides in some parts of Staten Island to reduce mosquito activity. While most people who get West Nile have no symptoms, it can be quite dangerous for people over 60 or with weakened immune systems. Health officials advise people to use insect repellents and do their best to eliminate standing water on their property.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.